With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most innovative, you know, technological machine you'll ever find. And it's so easy to use. You know, we have three of them. We love them. They're always giving to the community, but they're always innovating on their own products too. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off for Coach Collins. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. We always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft. Well, are you working on yours? And that's one of the ways I've worked on my craft. It's something, you know, from someone that's coached a nationally ranked team, that has won numerous state titles, that has done those things. This is what, you know, I spent several years putting this together of things that I could share with the world to make coaches better. And the roadmap will take care of it and we'll walk you through everything you need. So go over and check it out. And just in closing, if you like this podcast, go over and check out High School Hoops. Go over and check out the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Go over and check out Funnel Down Defense Podcast. All of them are great. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. All right. Have a great day. And you're trying to figure out what's going on. So they gave you, there's assistants that are already there that are coming.
I know there's at least one. That's okay. One that you mentioned.
Okay.
So that's what I know right now. So I'm not sure exactly what that situation is because it's like everything happened so fast and they're like, hey, oh yeah, you got an assistant too.
Right. So, within a week you interviewed, got the job, and okay. So
yeah.
So I'm just thinking back to the things that are important. Staff mm-hmm. is super important. So the people you put around you is gonna be super important. So you gotta figure out how that's gonna go.
Yeah, and that is one thing, because like I know I was gonna talk to the AD tomorrow because I do have a meeting with the JV coach. Okay. I don't know if he's the JV coach or he's just going to help me on just on varsity.
Right.
But I kind of wanted to get an idea what his situation is. Like, did he apply for the job?
Availability.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So do
you feel good going and scouting on a Tuesday in January for me?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think through, because literally there's – your staff and picking your team are the two most important days. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So I'm just, from building a program or building culture, then we can talk about youth program and all. That's a whole different discussion we don't need to worry about right now. Mm-hmm. But the big one is staff. Like, who's going to be under you? Can you trust them? I'm telling you, your circle, like, do they want your job? Do they not want your job?
Yeah.
All sorts of things. So that's the first thing. And then, so you're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
So when do you get to meet with the players?
That's kind of what I'm going to discuss. Because like I said, everything's happened so fast.
Yep. So that's the next thing, is you got to figure out when you can get yourself in front of them. That's the next thing.
I mean, I think, honestly, I think as early as I can. I'm pretty sure if I say, hey, listen, I want to see them Wednesday, they're probably like, okay, well,
I'd give yourself a little time, because you're going to definitely want to come and have that first impression's big.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking, because one, I have to meet the JV coach, and I haven't even been on their campus, so I need to figure out all the logistical stuff first, like, where's the gym at, where's the weight room at, where's
everything at. So I wouldn't rush to that meeting, because that meeting's a big meeting, but I would say within the next couple of weeks, you got to sit down and, you know, how did the old coach leave? Did they leave because they wanted to leave, or they leave because they got fired?
From what I heard, he left to go, I guess he got a job somewhere else in Virginia.
Okay.
At some very small college. But when I brought that up to, I think, the assistant principal, I was kind of mentioned it in passing. It kind of seemed like that wasn't the story.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know exactly.
I'm wondering if you – do you have a sense of – so you got logistical things. You got to figure out your staff. You got to figure out how you're going to deal with your players, what you're going to do prior to the season. So that's your first – you got logistical things you got to start making a list of.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is you got to start figuring out the hoops part of it. Like, you got to see – that's why – the reason I asked about the former coach is – ideally, you'd get some film. Ideally, you would know your players. Ideally, you'd get to watch them.
Because
having a discussion about what to do is irrelevant until you see what you got.
Yeah, well, I'm not necessarily worried about what to do. Because, I mean, I've listened to, like, a couple of your podcasts, and the overall thing I've gotten is a combination of do what I'm comfortable with and kind of what – players are good.
But you
so
got
I'm not,
you might have a bunch of 5'10 kids.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to know what you got. Like, do you have a stud? Do you not have a stud? Can they shoot? Can they not shoot? You got to figure out some logistical things quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to run something along the lines of the read and react.
Okay. Good.
So, man, I can always adjust that to whoever I've got. If I have a couple of post players, I'm going to get four out, or whenever they cut, and you need to post every time you cut.
I would think you want to this is something to talk to the AD about too, is I think you want to try to get in some open gyms. You want to try to get in front of them, just so you can see them play, you know, to kind of get a sense. Because once you see them run up and down a little bit, you're going to go like, whoa, you know, this is good. This isn't good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen them play.
Okay.
We're in the same county. And I still have access to videos that we played them last year. But I know they did lose some players. I need to figure out who exactly was the ones they lost. And
okay,
I need to figure that out.
Okay. And when does your season start?
Tryouts are October 26th, and then the C's first official game is the 23rd, the week before is preseason. Now, I guess a benefit is the coach before me already had the schedule put together, so I guess I don't have to worry about that. I think
grades, I mean, for me, you got to worry about grades, you got to worry about school, like, you know, that kind of stuff. I would go in with any questions you possibly have and with the AD, and it's like, okay, how are we dealing with grades? How are we dealing with schedules? How long have they been at school?
I want to say this coming up week would be their third
week.
Yeah.
Okay, so grades are starting to get entered. You're going to kind of know who's struggling, who's not. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess one of my things is –
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like you said, I mean, there's so many things I could think about. Like, what are things – so, like, you mentioned youth programs. So, should I even be thinking about that until year two? Should I wait until next summer?
Spring.
Like,
spring.
Okay, after so don't even –
worry about it after.
Don't even think about it.
I mean, if there's one working and the stuff's going already, fine. But you got bigger fish to fry. You know, you got to worry about buses, and you got to worry about uniforms, and you got to worry about scoreboards and basketballs, and, like, there's enough logistical stuff. Do not add stuff to your plate. Take stuff off your plate. And the youth program, I mean, unless you got somebody that's running it for you or it's already there.
I don't think there's anything.
Right. So there. you could do some fun stuff like do Saturday morning where you have youth from the area come in and you do some fun stuff for an hour. You can do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But and you maybe want them to get to start to come to your games, but I wouldn't worry about doing anything organized until spring. Your goal is like, let's get through the season.
Okay. I mean, what are some other things you could think of on the top of your head that maybe as a new coach, I would think is important?
You know, I think the logistical part is going to – I'm not as worried about the basketball part of that because we can get all and take care of that. The discussion with the AD is like, you know, how do I deal with grades? How do I deal with buses? How do I deal with, you know, ordering stuff? How do I get ball? All those administrative things is where you got to go in because you're basically running you're a head coach. Yeah. You're running the program. How do the freshmen practices work? When do we practice? How do we practice? All those things that, you know, you don't want to keep emailing them every time. You want to say, hey, can we meet a couple times over the next, because, you know, how do I meet with the guys? Are there athletic forms they have to fill out before they come? Are there physicals they have to do? Mm-hmm. You know, all of those little hoops are different for every school that you got to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know he sent me an email. I mean, he seems fairly organized. So I think he sent me an email with a whole bunch of,
and that's what I'd go through. It's like, how does this work? How does this work? How does this work? Because I think that will make everything easier for you in the long haul.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna give you an analogy. This is what it's going to feel like your first year. It's going to feel like building an airplane while you're flying it.
Yeah.
Word of God. It's going to be – you just got to learn to like adjust with the bus doesn't show up. Holy crap. What do I do now? You know, Johnny got sick. You know, it's like crud's going to happen. You can't really plan for it. That's where your staff is important.
Yeah.
Cause they're basically your family for those 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. So,
I start thinking about who I can hire to help me. Like, because you got to think about scouting. You got to think about, you know, how are you going to get tapes on the other guys? You know, all those prep things. Because ideally, some of that stuff gets taken off your plate and you get to coach.
Yeah.
But right now, being the head coach, you don't always get to coach. Like, you're dealing with the JV coach just got thrown out of the game, or, you know, the freshman coach didn't show up, or, you know, those kind of things. And the buck stops with you, kind of like, okay, well, what do I do with this? So that's where I would start. I would start thinking about those things. The X and O stuff we can take care of. That's not hard.
I mean, I'll probably get with you on that. Maybe.
Just send me an email. If you got a question about it, I can help you. Like, how do you deal with this? And this goes back to that checklist that I sent. You also want to think about how you what's your team expectations? What happens when someone misses practice? What happens when, because that's you're a boys coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Teenage boys are gonna test you. They're gonna test you.
I know.
So what's gonna happen when he shows up 10 minutes late to your film session, or he doesn't show up for practice the day before a big game, or those kind of So you gotta spell that stuff out and hand it out to him the first time, like, this is the way it's gonna work. We're gonna win a lot of games, but here's how it's gonna work, kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I mean I've kinda dealt with that before. I mean, I've coached people of all ages, and I mean I've been JV coach for the last 2 years, so I think I have
those 6 inches down the bench are a big one, because the bucket when they lose now everyone's pointing it in at you. No, all right, let's plan it in a couple weeks to get it together. I want to hear how things went.
I definitely will.
Okay,
will.
Just send me an email. I'm updating my site, so I'm gonna actually have a calendar on my site. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So
that's fine. All right, that's fine.
Cool. Thanks, Coach. See ya. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to hear other podcasts by Coach Collins, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig, and then go over and subscribe to all of them and leave all of them 5-star reviews. That would be great. And then if you have 30 seconds after that, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.